This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Hi, this is Mary Grady with AvWeb, and today we're talking with Barbara Tolbert, who's the executive director of the Arlington Fly-In, which is coming up pretty soon, July 8th to 12th, out in Washington State. And she's going to tell us what it's all about and what's new this year and some of the highlights of the event. So, Barbara, can you tell us what Arlington Fly-In is like?
Oh, I sure can, Mary. It's Arlington Fly-In is, we like to call it kind of a mini Oshkosh of the West. It's done in the style of the EAA Fly-In, so all of those things you see at AirVenture, the forums, the workshops, the commercial exhibits, the aircraft, the camping, the camaraderie with aviation people, you'll see all of that at Arlington just on a more smaller, intimate scale.
Okay, and it's how long is it? Is it 5 days long?
It's 5 days long. It opens on a Wednesday, and it runs through Sunday, July 8th through 12th, as you said. There's air shows each day. There's flybys, aircraft judging, home builders workshops, educational forums.
And do you have any unique airplanes that will be on display this year?
We have a couple. We're really excited that in our antique corral, we're going to have the Boeing 40C. It's an old biplane that was restored, kind of one of those data plate up restorations, by an antique restorer in Spokane, Washington. And he's going to be bringing it over and going to be joining the antique corral and doing a little flying around. It's a really interesting restoration story. Anybody who's interested should probably go look it up and see, because he restored this and then recreated some of the first photos that were taken with this airplane. It was wrecked 69 years ago. And recreated some of the photos that were taken with Bill Boeing originally.
And any other, do you have a lot of warbirds there?
We do. We're joined by the Cascade Warbirds, and so we have quite a big, our warbird area is quite interesting. It's a themed warbird area. They team up with aircraft and ground vehicles both. We have B-25 Pacific Prowler is bringing their B-25 bomber in and be offering people the opportunity to take a flight in a bomber. We do a warbird parade at the end of our air show on Saturday, and we open our Sunday air show, our final day, with a warbird parade and then a parade down the flight line of the ground vehicles and the airplanes, along with all of the vets who are in the area.
What are some of the highlights of your air show? What performers do you have who will be coming this year?
We have about 30% of our performers this year are Canadian, so we're seeing some military come in from Canada as well to support the show, but the Harman Rockets come in out of Canada, John Mrazek, out of Canada as well, in a T-6, and then, of course, the famous Bud and Ross Granley, very popular on the West Coast, very dynamic dual yak act that will be coming in.
Okay, and you also have forums and workshops there like they do at Oshkosh?
We do forums and workshops. We have NASA displays. We're kind of the show that if it flies, we're interested in it. So we have an LSA area as well. We have the trikes and the powered parachutes. We're even doing large displays with radio-controlled aircraft, from electrics all the way through the jets. So we'll have jet engine radio-controlled aircraft that will be flying here this year.
And are there opportunities then for people, if they're interested, maybe they're thinking about getting more involved in flying or buying an airplane, could they take demo flights or at least see the airplanes fly?
Yes, they can. They can do both, Mary. We have that. And if it's something they want to start smaller scale, like a radio controlled, there'll be simulators for them to try their hand at as well.
And there's camping right on site?
There's camping right on site. There's free shuttles into town. We have a website that has a lot of complete information, and it's arlingtonflyin.org. You can make camping reservations there. You can purchase tickets for a discount. And the pilots who fly in can camp under the wing of their airplane. It's a lovely grass field set in this beautiful setting of the Cascade Mountains. So it's absolutely a gorgeous place to camp.
Okay, well, that sounds like a great event. And we appreciate your taking the time to update us on what's going on there. And hope you have a really good turnout and great weather for the fly-in.
Thanks, Mary. We'll send you some photos.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.